All right, so remember, Jams Cuts, July 31st, Monday. That is this coming Monday. Have your children out there. Barbers, give them that call. Let them know you want to be a part of this. Like I said before, there has been so much energy out there. I mean, something as simple as getting our young children looking good, feeling better. But that in and of itself is cause for energy levels to be high. Simple but significant. So getting them ready to start the new year, the new academic year. Be a part of it. Have your children out there, everyone. All right, we're looking at this sunscreen. And again, I want to share with you just some of the brands, some of the particular ones that people are saying are going to be good for us. And I will definitely share with you some of the lotions that the experts are saying are also particularly beneficial for black people. Because you're looking at issues like how well, or, you know, how well the lotion either does or does not blend into your skin so that it does or does not leave a film. And I mean, when we're talking film, we're talking like chalky gray or a white film on your skin that may or may not go away. So you want something that's not only going to be safe and effective, but you also want it to leave you looking good too. So, all right, starting off with sunscreens that can be very, very beneficial according to the experts. Particularly for this time, particularly for members of the white community, Badger Lavender Sunscreen Cream SPF 30. Badger Lavender Sunscreen Cream SPF 30. And remember, you want to go anywhere from SPF 30 up to SPF 50. Lavera Sunscreen Neutral SPF 40. Vanicream Sunscreen Sport SPF 35. By the way, I told you some of the ingredients that you want to look for. As you're reading the ingredients, you're seeing what's in that lotion by reading the packaging. Look for the packaging also to make sure that anything you're going to buy does not have these ingredients: oxybenzone, retinol palmitate, or octinoxate. Oxybenzone, retinol palmitate, octinoxate. If you see any of those ingredients anywhere in that lotion, don't buy it. That's their recommendation. Those ingredients, the experts say, can be very, very harmful. Okay, other lotions that can be safe and effective include UV Natural Sport SPF 30, Color Science Shake It Up Sun Forgettable. All that is one name. Color Science Shake It Up Sun Forgettable SPF 30. Mustela BB High Protective Sun Lotion SPF 50. Jersey Kids Mineral Sunscreen Lotion SPF 30. And again, if you see mineral, that's one of the words you are looking for. You are looking for mineral. All Good Sport Sunscreen SPF 30. Now let me share a few with you that are reportedly also good for black people. And that includes, of course, black people with dark complexions. Aveeno Protect and Hydrate with Broad Spectrum SPF 30. I'm taking a little bit of time as I call out these names because I realize some of the names of some of these lotions are very long. Very long. But you need to know that you're getting what you're looking for. So again, Aveeno Protect and Hydrate with Broad Spectrum SPF 30. Solbar, S-O-L-B-A-R, Solbar Shield Sunscreen, SPF 40. Again, that's Solbar, S-O-L-B-A-R, Solbar Shield Sunscreen SPF 40. Copper Tone Clearly Sheer Lotion SPF 50. Copper Tone Clearly Sheer Lotion SPF 50. And Up and Up, like, you know, up, up and away, like Superman. Up and Up Sheer Dry Touch Lotion SPF 30. Again, that's Up and Up Sheer Dry Touch Lotion SPF 30. The people who wrote about these indicated that particularly with these lotions that work well also, not only for, but also for black people, dark-complected black people, is that not only do you get the protection from the sun's rays, but these lotions tend to blend in well with our complexion. And so some of them may not blend in right away, but within a few minutes, give it just a few minutes to absorb, and if it has a chalky film or a white film, a chalky gray film or a white film to it, within a few minutes, that goes away and is completely blended into your complexion. All right, so make sure you take care of yourselves. Enjoy that sun. There's still plenty of time. So enjoy it. Make sure you enjoy it safely. There are lotions out there that are good for the babies too, and I mean specifically for babies and young children. Jersey Kids Mineral Sunscreen Lotion, SPF 30. That's one that's good for the children. And there are quite a few others, so you might want to take a look, see what all is out there. Keep yourself safe. Teach your children to make it a lifestyle of protecting themselves. As I mentioned, members of the black community, even though our complexion is darker than the skin of members of the white community, we still need to be protected. One of the things that the experts point out is that a lot of times, first of all, black people do get skin cancer, including melanoma. And secondly, and this is the part to really keep in mind, that with black people, because we don't burn, most of us don't burn as easily as white people, when we do get skin cancer, we haven't had some of those telltale signs that something is going wrong. And so when we finally get to the doctor to start getting things checked out, the cancer has developed, it has progressed further. And as a result, it's more difficult to treat. As a result, sometimes, in fact, very often, the prognosis for black people who develop skin cancer due to overexposure to sun is not as good as it is for white people. And not because of lack of treatment, but because we have not protected our skin. And because our skin is darker, we don't see some of those signs that can alert us to the fact that something's wrong. So again, make it a lifestyle of enjoying the sun safely. Teach your children to do the same. And by doing that, you can be letting some of life's best moments come through you.